Have a little burden this morning. Desire your prayers. I first want to read a set of scriptures in Psalms, the 46th chapter. I'm going to read the first seven verses in this chapter. So Psalms 46. Start with verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged and kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of the host is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. So my burden this morning is, in verse 4, the first few words, it says, there is a river. I'm going to write that on the board. There is a river. Well, first of all, we'll just talk about the first few verses here. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Now, let's just consider for a moment here. This is not our focus, but just to cover some ground, it is obvious the day and age we're living in. As was already mentioned earlier, a request for our nation. We have an election, very important election, here in a couple of days. And it seems as though no matter which way it goes, it seems as though things will continue to rumble and shake. And reason for alarm and some fear. Natural fear. Fear about tomorrow. There's a lot of folks that even just on the side of the economy for several months have been very concerned for various reasons. And just a lot of things are just up in the air. A lot of unknowns. Even some of those that study these things and more than just the political side. You can consider the civil unrest as well. A lot of commotion going on and unnecessary things taking place and ramping up. And a person can sit back and honestly, you can get a little discouraged if you just start thinking and focusing on those things alone. But that's the day and age we live in. And if we're honest with ourselves again and to go back through the pages of time, there's been other dispensations. There's been other eras of Christians that have been living for the Lord that have experienced much more extreme persecution than what we've experienced at this point. And much more unrest and turmoil and just chaos and wickedness. A lot's been going on throughout the years. And it seems as though, I consider it this way, and the scriptures point this out, we won't take time to read those, but it seems as though the enemy is forging an attack. And he's waging a war, which is as if he's bringing all the forces he's used throughout the ages of time, and he's combining all those things at once to attack God's people. And not just God's people, to attack people in general. He wants to destroy everybody. He doesn't care. Of course he wants to destroy those that are serving the Lord. But those he's already destroying, he wants to destroy them even further. To the point of no return, you see. So Satan is truly doing his best. And at the same time, though, and we consider these scriptures talking about the very present help in trouble. though the earth be removed and the mountains carried in the midst of the sea and the waters roaring and be troubled. That sounds like a lot going on. And we consider, again, where we're living right now, there's some of that going on. But when we consider this next verse, verse 4, this is where the tide turns, you see. This is where a remedy has been offered, all right? And it says, there is a river. What is this river about? Well, first of all, we'll consider what a river is, just in a literal sense. A river is a very powerful force. It's amazing the power of water in general that's moving. Moving water is so powerful. Can destroy not just structures, but can erode hills and mountainsides. And moving water is a very powerful force. But to think about a river, there's many, many uses for a river. We can consider just in the natural standpoint. A lot of the large cities throughout the earth have been built around rivers. And why is that? It's obvious. It's a perfect form of transportation, especially years ago before they had, we have aircraft now and railroad and all those other forms of transportation and modes of trade and commerce and all as such. But back years ago, these large cities, it was very important and critical. If you're by a water source like a river, that was a source of life. Because not only for the transportation, there was food, of course, from the fish and so on and so forth. Drinking water and natural for bathing, for livestock, cooking, all those things. Water is very important. And so a river is just a concentrated force and movement of water that can be so very useful. And so we consider this river. Now, I spoke on the literal terms. And I want to bring out another point. Rivers are amazing. They're not like just your little babbling brooks and little streams that are just flowing, kind of bubbling and moving and hasty-like. But a river is something that's smooth and calm and yet powerful. I remember just not too long ago, several of us had went to Myrtle. And we all went, a lot of us went canoeing on the 11 Point River. And it was a beautiful day and a beautiful river. And it was so peaceful just out there on the canoe and just gliding along. And it was amazing, the peacefulness of it. And yet, as some experience that if you experience the powerfulness of the river, in other words, you could go up on little tree limbs sticking out of the water, a little rock here or there, and the canoe get tipped just a little bit, and that power, the force of the river, could tip you over, take you under, take you downstream. But very powerful. And earlier this summer, we'd taken a trip down to the Grand Lake Dam and saw how they had harnessed the power of the river down there. Not only did it make a large lake, but with the dam there, they're able to generate electricity. And it's just a continual flow of water. Millions of gallons a day flowing through there and turning these turbines. You go down inside this dam and just the magnitude of all the instruments they had set up here and the equipment and the water turning these turbines and generating electricity for thousands of people generating this electricity. Again, the power of water, river, just moving. Powerful. But yet the other side of it, it's also peaceful and flowing. So we consider these things, and then we take a turn, and again in this verse 4, and we consider what it can do for us spiritually. It says, there is a river, the streams there whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. These are talking about spiritual rivers. This is talking about something above and beyond anything the literal rivers can do. Just like the Nile River, the Amazon River, these big rivers have been around for thousands of years. They've not ran dry. That's amazing. And they're powerful. A lot of things, a lot of good has come from those rivers. But yet, they're limited. Because there's no spiritual essence there. And we consider this river flowing from the throne of God, which we'll read here in a moment, this river of life that gives spiritual life. It's a source of life. That's why it makes glad the city of God. Those that are inhabitants in this kingdom and city of God, in the church, those that have God truly, the one and only God that they are serving, and they have the kingdom of God within their hearts, it makes glad the city of God. And why does it make glad? Because it provides and fulfills all the needs that you and I have. That's what this river does for each and every one of us. Now I want to get into some more scriptures. In John, the 7th chapter, verse 38. In John 7, Jesus talking about being the water of life. It says, in the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Thank the Lord. That means out of your belly, out of the heart and the soul will be this living water that's going to supply and meet all of your needs. What are your needs here this morning? This river can meet all of your needs. That's what's wonderful about this plan of salvation. It's not just for one or two things and just to save certain parts of your life, but it's to save and deliver you out of everything that you face in life. That's what this river is for. Well, we consider this living water that He offered. And I want to turn and read just a few scriptures here in John, the 4th chapter. Remember the woman at the well. Same deal, same story. She was looking for something. She didn't really know what it was, and Jesus met her needs here this day. In John, the 4th chapter, in verse 13, Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. Again, the natural water, the natural rivers, the things that come naturally, or we could say carnally. We're going to start talking in spiritual terms here. The things that come naturally or carnally, they can never be fulfilled ultimately. It's just always thirsting for more. Never can be satisfied. That's what the devil offers people of this world. Things that never satisfy, never quench the thirsting of their soul. Always looking, and that's why they're going about trying all kinds of things that ultimately can destroy their own souls and their bodies and of their friends and of their family. Destroys them because they're never satisfied. Always looking for something. Well, he's saying, whosoever drinketh this water shall thirst again. But he said here, verse 14, but whosoever drinketh of the water, this river that I shall give him, shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Bubbling up. There's an inner source, an inner energy there that comes from somewhere else. Not even within our own being because we don't have it. We're just flesh and blood. But when we invite the Savior, when we get saved, when we invite the kingdom of God now within us, there's that inner source that supplies all of our needs and satisfies us where we're not looking around and scurrying around looking for something else. God satisfies us with this river of life flowing for you and I. Well, here's a few more scriptures I want to read. In Isaiah, the 48th chapter, again, some prophecies of this salvation that Jesus offered, and He was speaking of this river of life, this well springing up within. In Isaiah, the 48th chapter, in Isaiah 48 and verse 18, oh, that thou hadst hearkened unto my commandments, Then had thy peace been as a river, and the righteousness as the waves of the sea. So I want to focus again on this peace as a river. And there's another scripture that coincides with that. Again, talking about peace as a river. In Isaiah 66:12. Here's another scripture. Isaiah 66:12. It says, "For thus saith the Lord, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream." So what he's saying is, this peace like a river. Now, to help bring this point out a little further, let's turn in our hymnal, our songbook, to number 57. And this will bring out a little further. In fact, I want to sing just a couple of verses of this song. Number 57, it's called "The River of Peace." Let's sing verses 1 and let's sing the first three verses will be sufficient. Number 57, "River of Peace." Thank the Lord. Now let's consider this for a moment again. The peace like a river. I mentioned earlier when we took the little canoe trip, it was amazing. It was beautiful. It was a wonderful experience. But you think about it, that river, you realize there were still some rough spots and some obstacles along that. And it was true. We had to pay attention, notice, focus on what we were doing, being vigilant, diligent. But yet that river just carried us on. It was as if, and we truly didn't have to even paddle, per se, but it made a difference when we did. It helped steer and guide us a little bit. But you think about it, what a river does. It has an energy within itself. And I want to tell you, dear ones, that's what salvation does for you. It takes you beyond what you can think or imagine within yourself. Oh yeah, there's some things we can do. We can paddle a little bit, but paddling's not enough. The power of this river of life, of salvation, that can take you through life, all the way through the obstacles and courses of life, the ups and the downs, and yes, the things that may be hidden deep within, yet this river can carry you all the way through life and into the ocean of bliss and liberty forever. You see what I'm saying? So through this life, through this course of life, this river that, yes, has some bends and some turns in it, some things unforeseen, and I remember one on this little canoe trip, I heard a little something downstream, but didn't really pay much attention to it. But when I took the bend around the corner, then I saw what I heard. Yes, it was some rapids, little drop-off. But the river continued. So the key was to just stay focused, stay right on the river, and yes, went through the little rapids, but kept on going. You know, that's what life can be to us at times. Yes, there can be, we can hear some things, we can see some things, or maybe some unexpected things. We go around the bend of the river like, where'd this come from? Just continue, alright? Continue down this river of life and allow it to flow from within. The source being, and I want to read another scripture here, in Revelations, the 22nd chapter. Again, where's the source of this river? This river of life, this river of peace. Where does it come from? As I mentioned earlier, a lot of folks try to drum it up themselves. Try to stir something up. Whether it's through the emotions or whether it's through the enjoyments and entertainments of life or whatever it is, they're looking, searching, seeking for something to satisfy, looking for that source and never able to find it. And therefore you find them going in circles. Or you find them being, we could say, taken under or taken out, whatever. It's like, but here's something, dear ones, I want us to consider this for a moment. Again, a river is something that, it's a steady, powerful force. But I want to tell you about another flow of water. And that is a flood. You realize that's what Satan desires to do, is to try to flood and overtake us. That's a sudden burst of water that's out of control, just total chaos. And everything, perhaps you've seen some of the videos of whether it's the tsunamis or other floods and the mountainous areas, and it's terrible looking. I mean, all kinds of debris, and it's just utter chaos and destruction and death everywhere. The flood's just wiping out everything. There's nothing, no life-giving flow from that, is there? It's destruction. That's what a flood is. But you think about this calm, peaceful, yet powerful river of life that's flowing from where? Let's read in Revelations, the 22nd chapter. And this song bears it out too that we just got through singing. In Revelations 22, it says, "And he showed me a pure river of water, of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb." That's the source of this river we're talking about. It doesn't come from anything you can drum up or scheme up or think up on your own. Or anyone else that can do it for you. It's not going to be there. But this is a pure, notice what this says, a pure river of water. It's not muddy. It's not full of debris. It's not full of death. It's not full of chaos and noise and destruction and all those things that come from the floods of the enemy that's trying to destroy you and I and everyone else on this earth. Just constantly trying to flood them, destroy them. But we have a pure, crystal clear river coming from the throne of God. That's the source of love, the source of power, the source of life, the source of light, the source of liberty, all those things that God wants to give you and I and every creature on the face of this earth that has a soul. That's what He wants to give us, is this pure, living water, clear as crystal. Let's notice what else it says. In the midst of the street of it and on either side of the river was there a tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. You see, there's healing in this river of life and this tree of life. And it goes on, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it. And His servants shall serve Him, and they shall see His face, and His name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light. Again, this is the source. This is what we're going to. Back to the source. He says, for the Lord God giveth them light. And notice what it concludes with in this scripture. It says, and they shall reign forever and ever. How are we able to do that? And this is not just some future tense and some other day and age or dispensation. We can reign now, in this life now, dear ones. We can have this river flowing from within. That's what Jesus is offering the woman at the well. He's like, you don't really know what you're looking for. Oh, you think you know, but He's like, I have the solution. I have the answer. I have something that will satisfy every single part of your being. Now that's powerful. Because dear ones, well, let's just consider it for ourselves here for a moment. We know what it's like to be dissatisfied with something. Maybe it's in the literal sense, maybe you're hungry. You know, and it's about time for all of us to be getting hungry here in a little bit, if you're not already. But there's something about when you eat good, wholesome food, it satisfies. But yet again, in the next 5 or 6 hours or the next day, you're hungry again. So you're looking for some more food, something to satisfy. And same with the thirst, looking for something to satisfy. And dear ones, that's what Jesus was telling this woman at the well. He's like, I know what you've been looking for. You've been searching and you've been searching. And it's as if He could say, there is a river. There is a well, a source of life, living water coming from the throne of God that we just read that will satisfy your every need. Dear ones, that's the answer for us today. There is a river. And then, believe me, dear ones, there are times when it seems like the floods coming from Satan's hand to destroy us seem like they will overtake us. But I want to encourage us, dear ones, let's jump into this river. There's some more scriptures, and I won't take time and read it here in the prophets, that talks about wading out into the water where it's up to your ankles, and then it's up to your knees, and then your loins. But He said, then you can just jump in. And there's waters to swim in. In other words, there's room for everyone. It's an invitation for everyone. There's room. It's not going to overcrowd the river. This river of life is open for whosoever will can partake of this. And they will be satisfied from themselves and from everything that Satan has to offer. Dear ones, this river is powerful. This river is pure. This river will never run dry. And we've had some droughts in this nation and on this earth. We've had some droughts where lakes will shrivel up and they'll see things that have been down there for decades and centuries. And the lake shrivels up and the river shrivels up and there's nothing left. I'm like, oh, that's what was down there. But dear ones, this river flowing from the throne of God will never run dry. And there will always be plenty of room to jump in with our whole being and our soul and our desires, our passions, our future, whatever it is. Lord, it's the unknown, but I'm just going to jump in because there's rivers, there's waters to swim in. There's room for everyone. And dear ones, I want to tell you this. God has never, ever failed anyone that's partaken of this river. And you read the scriptures over and over, all the stories in the Bible, and many more that have been passed down through the ages, the folks that have tasted of this river. Someone mentioned earlier, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Those that have tasted of this river, of peace and of life, they come back for more. And they come back for more. And it satisfied every little part of their being. Yes, you may get some discontentment and some dissatisfaction over here. I'm going to tell you what. Go back to the source of the river flowing from the throne of God. And it'll cure it. It'll take care of it. Dear ones, this is a wonderful plan. As we sang earlier, salvation is the sweetest thing. It is a wonderful plan to cure 100% of all of our needs in life. That's what this river will do for you and I. So, dear ones, I recommend this river. And I want us to also recommend this river. This river that satisfies every need we have. You pray for me that I be faithful to Him.